It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America. You could be in your car. You could be at home. You could be sitting in your chair. You could be on your back sleeping. You could be doing anything right now. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. My apologies. Sincerely, I can't sit here all day. My bad, okay? But the show does get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Do you know? Obviously, you can listen however the hell you're listening right now. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in via your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, that's technology for you. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com. And then, yeah, if you want, just get it via podcast, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. We can fade out now. I got my energy out. We can fade out. Listen, if you've missed a minute of the show, we've had a busy day. Just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's not that difficult. Thank you so much to Chris Hess holding it down tonight on the boards. I hate to inform you, we took Ryan Hickey. Chris, what do we do with Ryan Hickey? Do you know? Should we tell him?
I don't know. It's confidential, but okay. Oh boy. I don't know.
He'll be back tomorrow. You just stuff them in a closet somewhere. He'll be back. No, Ryan Hickey is okay. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him.
Hostage. He is.
No hostage.
No, none of that.
How much money do you think we get for Ryan Hickey?
$12, maybe.
$12?
Just kidding.
What can I get for? I don't think I can get a sandwich in the airport for $12. Can I get a beer at, like, the stadium for $12?
No. Tall boys are running $15, $16 a pop now.
A beer is $15 to $16 at a... Where? What stadium is this?
The world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden and Yankee Stadium. Their beer prices are pretty much the same.
A beer at Yankee Stadium in Madison Square Garden is $15 to $16?
That is correct.
What is this beer doing? Is this going to be like the best beer of my life? Like... Is this beer going to, what is it going to do? Give me wings? Like, what is a $15 to $16 beer going to do for my life?
Nothing. It just lines the team's pockets.
Forget them. I'm not paying. Listen, man. I'm not doing that. I go to Yankee Stadium, you know, when I'm back in New York. I'm not buying no beer, man. I'm not doing it. Madison Square Garden? I ain't buying no beer. This is the same James Dolan who was beefing with the liquor authority. $15, $16 for a beer? Nah. That's the type of thing I would slap the person selling it to me, and I'm nonviolent. Get that out of here. They get the Dikembe Mutombo treatment. Anyway. Yeah, maybe we need to up the price to release Hickey. Maybe we need to go for $20. Anyway, Hickey's okay. He'll be back tomorrow. We've had a fun show, busy show. We got Joe Flacco signing a deal. He got a contract with the Indianapolis Colts. They say that he's going to back up Anthony Richardson. And I'm like, damn it, the way Anthony Richardson plays football, we can expect Joe Flacco to get a lot of reps even at almost 40 years old, okay? Wild, wild stuff. New York Yankees going through all types of hell right now. Gerrit Cole does not have a torn UCL, but... They sent him to a doctor to get checked out. I don't know if that's good or bad. He going to miss some time. Dylan Cease is not going to the Yankees. It looks like he's going to be traded from the Chicago White Sox to the Padres. He'll be in a rotation with Yu Darvish. And I guess they got to try to compete with the Dodgers, right? The best you can do is try. The Dodgers obviously out here giving away $700 million over 20 years to a baseball player who can't even throw right now. And so we've had a busy, busy show. And, of course, it's Wednesday. I shared with you a new top six list. We talked about some of the biggest free agent signings that we have ever seen in the world of sports. And let me just give you a quick recap. And we did it last hour. If you want to hear the list, you want to hear the players, you want to hear the explanations, you want all of the good stuff, if you missed it, Odyssey app. And number six is Durant to the Warriors. And number five, Reggie White to the Packers. And number four, Alex Rodriguez to the Texas Rangers. And number three, I gave you Tom Brady to the Bucks. At number two, I gave you LeBron to Miami. And at number one, the man hasn't even played a regular season game yet, but it's Shohei Ohtani and his 10-year deal, $700 million, that will actually pay him for 20 years. You want the explanations? Odyssey app. Hit rewind. And yes, there were plenty of other free agent signings that have had an effect in the world of sports. Football and basketball free agency only dates back to the late 80s and early 90s. For instance, Reggie White signed his deal and swapped out the Eagles for the Packers in 1993. We can go to about 15 to 20 years prior in baseball when we had dudes like Catfish Hunter and Reggie Jackson saying, "Oh, thank you, Kurt Flood. Now we're going to go out here and get all the money." 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the money, I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. We know Kirk Cousins got the money. Kirk Cousins actually had his introductory press conference today with the Falcons. Kirk Cousins agreeing to a four-year, $180 million contract. He has left the Minnesota Vikings behind. And, well, he spoke to the media this afternoon here in Georgia. And number one, he said why Atlanta was so attractive to him. Take a listen to Kirk Cousins.
You know, I think in Minnesota, it was trending over the last couple off seasons to be in somewhat year to year. And as we talked with Atlanta, it felt like this was a place where, you know, if I play at the level I expect to play, that I can retire a Falcon. And that was something that really excited me. And that's certainly the goal. And you got to earn the right to do that. But that was exciting to feel like I could get that opportunity here.
Okay. Bottom line is the Vikings felt I was old. I just blew out my leg. The Falcons are big enough suckers to give me a four-year contract. That's it. That was my interpretation. That was my translation. That's what happened. Good for him. He's going to be 36 years old come August. He blew out his Achilles. And, yeah, the Falcons needed a quarterback since Matt Ryan got his feelings hurt when they tried to acquire Deshaun Watson. And here I am. Anyway, this question has been bandied about as well. There's a gigantic tight end slash wide receiver for the Falcons. His name is Kyle Pitts. Shout outs to Florida. Kyle Pitts wears the number 8. Kirk Cousins wears the number 8. So what happens? Both guys can't wear the stupid number 8. And Kirk Cousins was asked about this too. Listen.
He was funny about it. I said, "I'll write a check, whatever, you know, foundation. What? I'm not going to let you just give me the number. I want to make it worth your while. You know, make a donation, whatever it needs to be." And he said, "I just want, you know, targets every game." You know, he said, he was joking. You know, he kind of winked. So I joked with him. I said, "Good answer. Good answer."
I don't know what number Kyle Pitts is going to wear. I do not give a damn. And if Kirk Cousins wants to give somebody money, man, I'm right down the block, man. Come to Peachtree Street. Come give me money. He's right down the block at Mercedes-Benz. It's like 5-minute drive. Give me the money. Kyle Pitts don't need the money. Give me the money. I got charities that I work with. I give the money away. I'm a charitable, you know what. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls and just see what the hell is on your mind. Okay, Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thank you very much for taking my call. I listen to you every day. I even listen to you on the fan. But when you said Reggie White was 5, let me tell you what it was like to find out. When I was working, I come home at night, and my wife said they signed Reggie White. It was almost like, why would he want to come to, for all the years the Packers are horrible. It was almost like it lifted us all up. And I really do think that was the start. Him and Ron Wolf to get the Packers up on their feet. I mean, it was just a great day for us Wisconsin fans, Packer fans, going through Bart Ball and all that. It was unbelievable when he said God told him to come to Green Bay.
Hey, listen, then I mean, I was justified in having him on the list now, aren't I?
Yeah, you did a good job tonight, JR. You get an attaboy.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. And thank you so much for listening. You like the show so much, you listen to me when I'm talking to New York City people?
Yeah, I like to listen to the Yonkers and the Coffee and them guys. I like that accent.
The Yonkers and the Yonkers and the car. Yeah, all the New. Don't the New York people sound? They all sound. What's the word? They're all miserable, right? Why are they so miserable?
Well, it's a miserable city. If you had to live like that, I'd be miserable too.
Yeah, good point, Dan. Good point. That's why I go up there just to do my show. Hey, Dan, thank you for calling.
Don't get sick again. Don't get sick. Keep your voice, buddy.
I know, right? I went to New York and got sick. Isn't that like a message?
Yeah, ain't that something?
I know, right? I should learn my lesson. Thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You bet, JR. Thank you.
Thank you. So now that's some real support. Dan is in Wisconsin. He listens to me talk to the whole country throughout the course of the week. And then Dan even listens to me when I'm up in New York on WFAN New York City. And he says, I love to listen to the New Yorkers and their accents. And I said, why they sound miserable? He's like, well, miserable ass city. Yeah, well, if you've been in the subway, it's miserable. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from California. You're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, JR? How are you?
I'm excellent. What's going on?
Good, man. So there's been talks about the backup position in Philadelphia, maybe Justin Fields filling that position. I don't think that's a good idea. For one, I don't think Justin Fields is any
better. Whoa. You got to close your door? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. It was dinging. My bad. Oh,
it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was saying is I don't think Fields is even better than Hurts, and Hurts is questionable.
Wait. I got to give you some advice, Chris. You got to stay off the internet, man. You stay off the internet. That was not ever going to happen. I'd be shocked if that happened. Nobody wants to look at Justin Fields out there. Like, I'd be surprised. You know what? Let me not close the door completely because that'd be stupid. I'll believe it when I see it.
Can I mention who I think it should be a strong possibility? This kid has been pushed to the side. His hometown is only 81 miles away from the Lincoln Financial Field. His family grew up an Eagles fan. He was an Eagles fan. And I think Kenny Pickett should go over to Philadelphia and prove himself. I think Pickett has all the intangibles. I think he has a good head on his shoulders. I think he can lead an offense. There's so many playmakers on this offense that I would hate to see it go to waste.
So what do you want Kenny Pickett to do? Go into Mike Tomlin's office and con and quit? Like, what do you want him to do? You want them to trade him? Like, for what?
So I don't think he's the type of person to create any type of chaos towards himself.
Sure.
So that's why me as a fan, I'm doing it for him.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
So I don't think he's going to go into the office and demand a trade or anything like that.
Yeah.
I've been a big, strong advocate for – honestly, I went to the draft in 2022 when it was Pickett's draft class. I held a big old sign.
Oh.
I wanted Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia. And you know, obviously it didn't work out that way. We got, Jordan Davis and A.J. Brown. So I don't know what Jordan Davis can do. I like A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's a hell of a receiver.
They're going to end up with a quarterback. We got to wait and see. Hold on a second. I got a better question. Help me out. I swear I was at the 2022 draft. Can you tell? Was it in Vegas? Is that where it was?
It was in Vegas, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Now, sometimes I got a brain fart. I do so much. I'm like, wait a minute. I was there. Yeah, I was with Zach Gelb. I met the Gorilla and all the other criminals from the Raiders. They're a great fan base. I love them. I love him. Hey, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it, and I'll continue to listen to you.
Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Chris from Cali. Yeah, the Raiders are their fans are misfits. I love them. I fit right on in. I wear black all the time. Most of the time I wear black. The Raiders are silver and black. Yeah, I feel like I fit in, especially the guy with the spikes and the leather outfit and the chains. He's not right up my alley, but the outfit is. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We went from California, and now we got a gentleman from Philadelphia You're on CBS Sports Radio. Well, what's your name?
What's up, man? What's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
West Philly Bam. B-A-M.
Okay. Go ahead. That's on your birth certificate?
No, West Philly's where the city I live in. I'm known as West Philly.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't on your birth certificate. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Saquon, man, and his Eagles deep and his Eagles free agency. I mean,
what?
I like what they did. I like they decided that Saquon and CJ GJ. I think they're gonna get together. I think my man Josh Sweat is gonna be gone, man.
Help me out. What did you say?
I said I think Josh Sweat is gonna be gone, and I like that Saquon signing.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, obviously, you start giving Saquon money and CJ money, then how are you going to go ahead and pay one of the defensive tackles? It's reasonable. That's how the game goes. Can't have everybody, right? Well, they also took Bryce Huff. They took Bryce Huff from the Jets, so what do you want?
You're right. I mean, that's why we're going to go with Super Bowl this year, man.
Oh.
I'm calling Super Bowl already.
You got the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So you got confidence in Nick Sirianni?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's see if ownership feels the same way in a couple of months, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, JR. Thank you, man.
Be cool out there, okay?
Yep. No, you too.
No doubt about it. Okay, I will. I most definitely will. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, my man, JR?
Good.
Hey, what do you think about the Ravens signing Derrick Henry? You think Derrick got anything left in the tank as far as, you know,
well,
you think you it?
Look, if he gives you half of what he did last season, which is go over like, oh, what do you have, almost 1,200 yards rushing? Not even half, okay? Let's up it. If the man has 900 yards rushing and like six touchdowns, is that a failure of a season or is that good?
I mean, I would say it's all right, but, you know. I don't.
He got
I
mean, a. And, this is the ultimate point. That's on a low end. The right. fact that he's going to be on the team, and he should. This should be mutually beneficial to both him and Lamar Jackson. The fact right. that both of these dudes can spare the other dude some punishment, and Derrick Henry is going to make people kind of have to lay off on Lamar and. You know, Lamar don't get beat up as much as people think, but it's certainly going to take attention away from him. So I think in the course of the season, this is going to work. But let's be real. I don't want to call this a luxury, but this is a team that year after year, due to Lamar Jackson, it's constantly at the top of the rushing charts. And so Derrick Henry is a nice luxury. But my thing is, is he all of a sudden going to become Justin Jefferson in the playoffs? Is Lamar Jackson?
My mind, Dale. I mean, what good does it do to get him if in the playoffs we're going to stop running the ball? You know?
Yeah, it's not even stop running the ball. It's when they're behind against. Let's pick some teams. When they beat everybody's ass in the regular season, and the Baltimore Ravens are in the playoffs. And they have to come from behind against the Chiefs or the Bills or another team in the AFC North, or I don't know, maybe the Chargers turn things around. Is Lamar Jackson going to be able to just throw the ball down the field consistently and to who to come back and win the game? That's right. The damn question. If they're healthy, they're going to whoop ass like they have 10, 11, 12, I don't know about 13 wins, but they're going to win a lot of games if they're healthy. But who's catching the ball, and is Lamar going to be consistently throwing it? That's it.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you, JR. You're the man with the perfect diction, man. I always tell you that, man.
Well, thank you.
I really envy you, man.
Nah, you don't. It's taken a lot of training. You should hear me when I'm not on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Little bit, whole lot more slang. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care, Dale.
All right. You too. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Baltimore. Oh, yeah. I make sure I enunciate on the radio. A whole lot of less enunciation when I'm here. You know, just try to sound like something. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then, you know, I told you, I've been talking to you all week. I like a little bit of beef, right? I liked when we had South Carolina and LSU going at it on Sunday. I hated the fact that it took 20 minutes. I hated the fact that Flaje Johnson's brother jumped onto the court. Well, Kim Mulkey has kept on talking about the beef. She thinks that all of the attention on this skirmish is sexist. Really? I'm going to let you hear from her. And then I'm going to talk to you, too. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Damn, we talked about a lot. All these contracts in sports, all these contracts in the NFL. We just heard from Kirk Cousins. He had his press conference with the Atlanta Falcons now that he could officially sign his deal. He's like, oh, yeah, in Minnesota, they started treating me like a year-to-year quarterback. And Atlanta's like, here's a four-year contract, so I left. That's what he said, not me. That's what he said. I can't wait for Russell Wilson's press conference. Oh, my God. It's going to be full of cliches. This is the plan. This is where I'm at. I look forward to being here. And Steelers, such a wonderful prized organization in the NFL. And just to put on the black and yellow. I can hear it now. I can hear it now.
Yinzer Nation, let's ride.
What is he going to call them? What?
You never heard that? The Yinzers?
I don't think he's going to call them Yinzers, no. He's going to say, Hickey and I came up with this the other day. What is it going to be? Steel work? I don't know. Mill work? Something. As long as he doesn't say, he has to retire, let's ride. We can't have no more of that. We don't need a damn catchphrase from Russell Wilson. We don't. I can write his press conference, though. I know what he's going to say. It's just a matter of if he comes up with a catchphrase. I think at this point, he should be smart enough to quit. He has enough publicists that probably tell him, no, Russell, what we don't need is we don't need a let's ride. We don't need a catchphrase. You just pour your heart to the team and talk about the city and the legacy of the Steelers. And that should be fine, Russell. Got like 20 people writing his, it's like 20 people writing everything that comes out of his mouth. I'm exaggerating. My bad, Russell. My bad. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about Kim Mulkey, not too happy with the responses that have been bandied about in the media about South Carolina and LSU getting into that fight, getting into that beef. We will hear from Kim Mulkey before we get the hell up on out of here. And then I'll also definitely tell you about something that took place this day in sports. And so, yeah, I'm only going to be here for another 30 minutes or so. So we're going to have a good old time. Let's talk to Steve from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I am damn good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So two things. Well, on your last point, I'm honestly more excited to watch the women's tournament this
yes.
year than the men's.
Love women.
And then,
yes.
Second thing is, the reason I call was because I feel like, why does Justin Fields get such a bad rap? Like, this man has been running for his life for like 3 years in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's twofold, you know. Sometimes you got to look at what someone, you got to look at the circumstances surrounding somebody, and then you got to look at what they've actually done. And when he has had time to throw the ball, when he's had an opportunity to make decisions, outside of just, hey, he's running for his life. He's not running for his life every single play. his decision making and execution is just subpar. When you look at his passing stats, I find it hard to believe that, you know, he's one of the worst ranked passers just because he's running for his life. You know, could he have marked improvement if he had protection and better weapons? Yes. But is it going to be incrementally better or is it going to be ridiculously better? And I don't think it. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. No, please.
Go ahead. No, I got nothing to say. Go ahead.
I mean, he was a pocket passer in college, though. People forget about that.
No. I mean, that's tough. Yeah, at Ohio State, you know, I remember when he first came out of Kennesaw here in Georgia and he was playing for the Bulldogs down in Athens. Like, they did not want him throwing the football. They wanted him to come out and everybody had to go, let Justin Fields throw the ball. And then ultimately they didn't let him throw the ball. And then he went to Ohio State. And so I think it's a little bit different throwing a rock around to I think Njigba was
like
still
four
there.
First round picks. Yeah,
it's different, man.
But cool. The other thing, like I said, my other point though is I'm more excited about the women's tournament though. And I think that's a good thing for all of us.
Yeah, I hear you, Steve. And let me tell you something. Do you know how much I'm trying not to be a pervert when I say I'm looking forward to the women's tournament? My enthusiasm is like, it's like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? But I'm looking forward to the women, not the men. I could care less, to be honest. I don't care.
I'm the same way. It's first time.
Hey, listen, me too. I think it's the Caitlin Clark effect. It's the Angel Reese effect. Kim Mulkey has done a great. They have done. I say the collective. I don't even know who they is. I will give it to the individuals. The individual talents and personalities in women's college basketball has elevated the game over the past 12 months. It's just the facts. Kim Mulkey with these ridiculous, ostentatious, ugly-ass suits. You know, Angel Reese coming through talking smack and winning. You have Caitlin Clark, who's just bombs away from downtown. I could think about the legend of Dawn Staley in South Carolina. I mean, you have other individuals who people are learning about out west at Juju Watkins at USC. And it is so much more. I got to tell you this, Steve, I'll take it a step further. I'm really interested in seeing what the WNBA got this upcoming year. You know, it's the women's
Totally agree.
Women's basketball game from the college to the pros is making me go, I want to watch. And that's not a bad thing. Hey, Steve, you take it easy. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See ya.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Speaking of the women's game, let's actually hear from Kim Mulkey now. We know what took place on Sunday. SEC championship game. LSU lost to South Carolina 79-72. Cardozo, big Brazilian woman, knocked over Flauge Johnson. Flauge was yapping and chatting and one of the teammates, and then they got beef, and she just came over and leveled her. Flauge Johnson's brother came out onto the stands, and all these people got ejected, and it was a big to-do. Like, her brother got arrested. He got charged with battery and assault for stepping on, I think, one of the SEC staffers to get onto the court. It's like, bro, you can't do that. And what were you going to do? Try to beat up this 6'7", 6'8", Brazilian woman? Let me remind you what Kim Mulkey said after the game. She's like, listen, if she's going to push anybody around, push around somebody her own size or bigger, because nobody's her size. Listen to this.
No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that you 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Okay, all right. Now, not exactly a fair fight. I mean, 6'8", 6'7", Angel Reese is 6'3". Yeah, Angel Reese is tall. This woman is bigger. If you look at him on a matchup, it's like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan. It's like Hulk Hogan is big, but Andre the Giant is bigger. And I know Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant, but you get my point. That was all staged, okay? We get it. Anyway, Kim Mulkey kept on chatting. she then, and I don't know who she's referring to, because you can say the media instead of just talking about one specific person. I guess we're all terrible people here in the media, even though I'm just a guy that they just said, hey, let's put him on the radio. Kim Mulkey was on her LSU coaches show, and she basically said the reaction almost tinges on being sexist. Listen to this crap.
When you have, Patrick, two tough teams that play so hard, that are so good, and compete, those kind of things happen. And it's so out of control with the media right now. You don't get this much attention when men do it. So why do you keep writing it about the women? It really comes across, and I'll just say it comes across as a little bit sexist. And you're tearing down two great teams. You're tearing down a woman that coaches one of those teams. Stop it. It's not newsworthy after the first introduction. And I've seen every men's game that has had something like that, and it's no big deal.
I don't know what that – so specifically, I don't know who or what she's talking about. It's a real blanket statement to say the media. Second of all, like, it's sports. People do get the pushing and shoving. And when it comes to the men, we hear about it all the time, especially when we got real beefs between the top teams. So I don't know what the hell Kim Mulkey is talking about. And then the other added element, it took 20 minutes to sort out who was at fault and who was in the wrong. We had a dude, a brother, a player's brother, jumped out onto the court. Please, Kim Mulkey, tell me when something of that nature happened. I don't know. And first of all, Kim Mulkey, let's also be clear. How many times over the past, I don't know, decade, 15, 20 years, have people even given a damn about the women's tournament or women's SEC championship game? And so I got to be honest. I think Kim Mulkey just don't know what the hell she's talking about. Or she's just trying to, you know, rock the apple cart. Sexist? Like, everybody talks about, oh, we need attention on the women's game and to treat the women like the men. Well, we gonna talk about it. A 6'7 big-ass girl knocked over a small one in a basketball beef. Come on now. I can remember, I don't know, 20 years ago now, Jason Varitek and Alex Rodriguez slapping a baseball out of his glove, and it's Bush League and they're beefing. It's sports. It happens. Kim Mulkey, go look for the next ugly suit and just relax on the sexist stuff. Marco Belletti, you agree with me, right? Come on, Marco.
100%. And obviously, this is Kim Mulkey trying to glaze over what she said and blame it on everybody else because she wants no responsibility for it. It's all it is.
Oh, for the what she said about the let the big girl knock over the other big girl, or what specifically?
Yeah, basically, when the last time you heard a coach talk about inciting more physical altercation, more fighting? You try to defuse this thing. She was trying to ignite it afterwards and talk about how you want to have a real fight, let's do this type of fight. That's not a coach's place. That's not what you should be doing. She caught fire for it, and then instead of taking responsibility, she deflected. It's everybody else's fault.
Now, hey, Marco, you're sexist. Did you know that?
I mean, honestly, it's nonsense. All of it.
Me
it's
too.
Nonsense.
I'm sexist. Hey, Chris, did you know you're sexist?
Well, that's news to me, I guess.
Yeah, Kim Mulkey said the media is sexist, so I guess we're all sexist. Am I sexist if I say I want to buy her a new coat? Is it sexist if I say go sit down and find a new one? That's sexist, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, Kim Mulkey, go find the next ugly blazer. Stop talking into microphones. Now, what would be sexist if I told her to go into the kitchen? That'd be blatantly sexist, right?
Yes, it would.
I'd never say such a thing. I never would, because I'm not sexist. Hey, look, I want to see them play again, and I want to see them get angry. I don't want to see nobody busting ass and, like, throwing blows. I want to see an aggressive game. I want to be entertained. The women, I told you, the women are bringing it on the basketball side. God bless them. But Kim Mulkey, criticism doesn't make it sexist. Go find something else to do, like coach the team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy Wednesday. Gave you a new top six list. We talked about some of the most impactful free agent signings that we've ever had in the world of sports. right before we went to break, we talked about Kim Mulkey. She said, oh, all the discussion about the women fighting at the game on Sunday, it's become sexist. Y'all don't talk about the men like this. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? When the men get to fight, we talk about it. And it's normal. It's sports, right? Unless it gets ridiculously violent, like Isaiah Stewart punching Drew Eubanks in the back of the stadium, back of the arena. It's nuts. We talked about, and we actually heard from Kirk Cousins, had his introductory press conference. We talked about the fact that Bobby Wagner is going to Washington. Joe Flacco, yes, he will be back. He's going to be playing for the Indianapolis Colts. Can you really call him a backup? I mean, he's going to be behind Anthony Richardson. And Joe Flacco will probably be playing in game number one. 855-212-4CBS. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about something that took place this day in sports history. You want a reminder? Well, listen to this, courtesy of the Today Show.
Brady breaking the news of his return to Tampa on Twitter late Sunday, writing, "These last 2 months I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible." The decision, capped by a proclamation of unfinished business, comes just 40 days after he announced his retirement.
Yeah, that's Tom Brady from 2022. The guy quit, he retired, he came back 40 days later. They didn't win when he came back. And that took place this day, March 13th, 2022. And now what does Tom Brady do? I don't know. I guess he's studying to make his, what is it, $35 million a year on Fox? I hope he's a good broadcaster, I hope. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some of your calls in before we roll out. Nate is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call, my man.
Sure.
Man, Kim Mulkey needs to shut the hell up.
Damn.
With all this sexist talk. You know, and what, she was just the one the other day talking, basically calling this girl Godzilla, saying she need to pick on a girl her own size and all this stuff. She's just talking out the side of her head, man. And if she gonna get all this notoriety for the game, and you gonna get all this popularity like they've been begging for, you gonna get some negative attention too. And the men get it as well, you know. And she lucky, you know, if this would have happened in the men's game, when people get suffered, like that was a cheap shot. You know, when things like that happen in the men's game, things happen like Rudy Tomjanovich, like when Carmelo sucker punched dude.
Marty
in
Collins.
Square Garden.
Yeah, Marty
Collins. Yeah, so that it can escalate. So she's lucky. And the dude's brother, the girl's brother jumped over. It was like Ben Wallace's brother, the Malice in the Palace. Oh. So it wasn't just your normal fight.
Right.
And I like what you said. I like the game getting physical and getting chippy, though. Because I remember a couple years ago, they used to play like 4 feet off the ball on the defender. It was like self-check with everybody. So I like what you said with that, JR. I like it's getting chippy, you know, and I like where it's going.
Yeah, come on
I'm
now.
And
thank you, Nate, for calling from Maryland. I'm with you. And yeah. I hope that this continues on. You know, I hope this does not stop this year. Because let's be real. Caitlin Clark is not going to be around. I know she didn't have anything to do with this past Sunday skirmish. But she's going to the WNBA. Angel Reese ain't going to be around in college. I am hoping that we have another generation in college into the pro. We need a pipeline. We need and I'm not talking about a pipeline from the college to the pros. We just need constant content, entertainment. We need storylines that people give a damn about. I mean, it's cinema when you have Angel Reese going on Twitter or X after the game and she's just like, a person of my status and my standing, you know, knows that there's certain things that is above them. And by the way, I sprained my ankle. It's like you can't make this stuff up. Her coach is like, oh, well, she should have picked on Angel Reese. Angel Reese is like, I ain't want nothing to do with that fight. I got better things to do. Like, protect my face. Like, come on, now did you see me in, what's that thing called? Hey, Chris, what's the magazine that's almost defunct with the Sports Illustrated?
Sports
right?
Illustrated, yes.
She's like, I'm in Sports Illustrated. You think I'm messing up my face? It's a wild, wild world here. Anyway, I'm all here for women's hoops, women's basketball, because it's more entertaining than the dudes right now. Sorry. Get over it, Kim Mulkey. Anyway, hey, Chris, thank you for an amazing show, man. You did awesome.
Oh, you did awesome. I'm just glad I was able to make sure everything went smoothly today. It was a lot of fun for sure.
Oh, thank you, man. Listen, I just show up and I'll show up until I stop showing up, or they tell me to stop showing up. I'll just have a good time. Do you have a good time?
Absolutely. It was a blast.
Did I break it? I didn't break nothing. Next time we work together, I'll break something.
So that'll be Friday.
Oh, sure, yeah. What do you want me to break?
I don't know. Whatever you want to break.
On this end or the New York end, you want me to not... Maybe I just disappear when you turn the microphone, and that would work, right?
I'd be able to fill a little bit of time. I can talk a little bit.
A little bit? I'm just like, I'm gone. Like, you got to make phone calls and go, hey, he's not here. Like, that type of thing.
Yeesh. No? Wouldn't be fun.
Oh, I'm just saying. I could do that. I could end up in the same place that Hickey is today. I don't know. It's a hostage somewhere. Anyway, what a busy day. Calvin Ridley contract and Kirk Cousins, introductory press conference. I gave you a top six list of some of the most impactful free agent signings in the world of sports. It's been a fun show. And thank you again to Chris for helping everything go super smooth throughout the course of today. I'll be back with you tomorrow, Thursday, closer to the weekend. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute, if you missed the top six, if you called me and you want to hear yourself, it's easy. All you got to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now, for me, I'm about to be done. I'm trying to think about what the hell I want to talk about tomorrow, but I'm sure someone will say something stupid in the world of sports. Somebody will get released. Someone will get cut. Somebody will go on social media and do something ridiculous. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow to discuss it. And so I won't even have to think about it too hard, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. I'm all over the internet talking about all types of things. I am at JR Sport Brief, wherever you decide to waste your time online. Besides that, I'll be back with you tomorrow. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to Chris Hess for an amazing job. Y'all have a good night. Be smooth, be cool, be well.